It's immediately after the close of our last episode, when Miss Tony Fassina carefully arranges the folds of her brand new dress of deep mourning, looked Lieutenant Donald Halverson squarely in the eye, and agreed to tell him the truth about Ed Beekman's daughter. But Don has no reason to suspect Tony Fassina would like to injure Ed Beekman's daughter. He doesn't know Tony was viciously jealous of Kate Beekman while Gordy Weber was alive, or that the acid of jealousy has etched lines of hatred on Tony's heart. And Tony herself, clever in the ways of designing women, is most careful not to reveal her true feeling in regard to Kate. Now...
Okay, Miss Fassina, let's have it. My notebook is full of empty pages.
Pure, clean, white pages. Like you've heard, Kate Beekman is a pure, innocent girl. You know, I've heard of secret writing, Lieutenant. Something or someone can look pure and innocent until you know what the secret writing says.
You know any secrets in regard to Kate Beekman?
Yeah. I'll have to go back to the trouble between her father and Gordon Weber.
I'm not too interested in what you can say about Ed Beekman.
What?
Ed Beekman is under arrest, charged with killing the man you say you loved.
I did love him. I still do. I start crying whenever I think about him.
Now, miss. Miss, you feel you have every reason to hate Ed Beekman. Now, you say you don't dislike your daughter.
No. No, I'm sorry for her. Just as I'd be sorry for any girl who... Forgive me, Lieutenant. Have you got a handkerchief?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Thanks. I guess the best way to start is by telling you how Gordon happened to meet Kate Beekman. It was last year sometime.
This was after Weber's run-in with Kate's father.
Yeah. Well, one afternoon, it was late afternoon, Gordy saw a girl and a boy having an argument on the street. Maybe I better tell you something about Gordy first. Gordy was a little guy, but... he had a feeling for the underdog. And he was kind-hearted. Oh, you can hear different, but you can take it from me. Gordy stood up for his own rights, but he was the sweetest, kindest guy you ever walked. Well, he saw this girl and boy having a brawl in the street corner. Now, at first, they were just yelling at each other. Then all of a sudden, she hauled off and clouted him.
She hit him first?
And then tried to scratch his eyes out. Well, naturally, the boy got mad, and he started manhandling her until Gordy stepped in. He taught the fellow a lesson. And that's how Gordy met Kate Beekman.
Gordy had never seen her before.
No. You could have knocked him over with a feather when she told him her name. Mm-hmm. Well, she gives him a song and dance about the fellow got fresh with her and she was only trying to defend herself. Well, Gordy saw the whole thing, but he didn't make an issue of it. So later, he went to see the boy. And what the boy told Gordy was a little different from Miss Kate's tale of woe. According to the boy, she kept flirting with him. But he was engaged to be married, see? And he asked Miss Katie to quit waving flags at him, and she started a brawl.
Who is the boy?
Oh, his name's, wait a minute, I'll remember. Pudge something or other.
Pudge. You have his address?
I don't know. Gordy must have put it down somewhere because he sent the boy some money to get fixed up.
Fixed up how?
Well, he was a lot bigger than Gordy, so Gordy had to get rough when they had the brawl.
I see.
Well, right after that, Gordy started managing the night. And who shows up at Miss Beekman?
At the club?
Uh-huh.
For what?
Trying to get a job. And for the first time since I knew him, Gordy was ready to turn somebody down. He came to me...
About a job for Miss Beekman?
Yeah, that's right. That sounds funny to you, huh?
Oh, I'm just a little curious.
Look, Lieutenant, a lot of people didn't like Gordy. But the people who didn't like him didn't really know him. I saw a side of Gordy he was ashamed to let anybody else see. Gordy didn't want Kate Beekman in his club. But at the same time, he didn't want to turn her down because he had that trouble with her father.
How'd that figure in?
They had trouble only because Gordon wanted to do something for Ed Beekman. But he wasn't mad at Ed because Ed tried to double-cross him. Gordon was sorry for Ed Beekman. So when Beekman's daughter asked for a job, Gordy figured this could be a chance to help the girl. I mean, Gordon already knew she was headed in the wrong direction, but he felt he had a chance to get her back on the track.
So he gave her a job?
Well, he asked me about her. See, Gordy was afraid a kid like her, you know, working in a club. He was afraid she'd make trouble, so he carded me. I stuck my neck out.
You?
Yeah. I told Gordy I'd let her help me and I'd keep an eye on her. So she came to work. She had a good line. She used to be a dancer or something, only she was hurt in an accident. I understand her state was drinking. I don't know he was, and I don't know she was.
She do much drinking?
Not so you'd notice it.
What's that mean?
She's a real cagey kid, Lieutenant. You'd think she was sweet as pie until you got to know her. I never saw her take a drink. I never saw her get fresh with any of the customers. Of course, everybody saw the play she made for August Jansen. He owns the play. Mm-hmm. I could give you more details, Lieutenant, but maybe you get the idea, huh?
Well, I'm getting a picture.
Yeah. The picture of Ed Beekman's daughter. Well, what can you expect? A daughter of a killer? She can't help being what she is because she can't help what her father is.
Mr. Sainz.
My Gordy tried to help Kate Beekman. And her father killed me. I tried to help her, too. So wonder her father didn't kill me. Ed Beekman's a snake, Lieutenant. He killed a man who tried to help his own child.
Mr. Sainz.
I wouldn't have told you what I did about her. But I want you to see how bad she needed help. But Ed Beekman couldn't stand it.
That's enough.
Well, I was only going to say...
More about Ed Beekman, don't.
All right, Lieutenant.
If you have any more details in reference to the girl, I'll be glad to listen.
Well, maybe I can remember a few more things to tell you, Lieutenant.
Meanwhile, as Tony Fassina thinks up more truth to tell about Ed Beekman's daughter, in another part of the city, Harry Mason checks with a private operative following him. The operative signals the lawyer is not being followed by police or agents of the district attorney. Now, a moment later, Mason follows Della Street into Della's apartment.
Yes, it's me, Katie.
Me too, Kate.
Oh, hello, Mr. Mason.
Hi.
Well, I've been working very hard remembering the people I saw in the nightclub. I've got a long list.
All right, we'll go over it.
I think you've been working in the kitchen, too.
Oh, I'm cooking a tuna souffle. Oh, I hope you haven't had lunch.
Huh? No, no. As a matter of fact, there wasn't time to start.
Mr. Mason?
Hmm?
How is Pa?
He's all right.
I wish I was in jail instead of him. If I go to the police and tell...
No, Katie. Absolutely not. Anyway, not yet. Think of this for a moment. You say you got along with the people who work in the nightclub.
Yes, sir.
Even with Gordy Weber?
Yes. Why
did you have trouble with anyone? Well, not big trouble. An argument or a feud over something.
No. Why do you ask, Mr. Mason?
Because I want to know if any of those people would have it in for you. I have a good reason for asking.
What?
I'll tell you that later, if it's necessary. I hope it won't be. You didn't have personal differences.
No. Really, Tony and the chef and Mr. Jansen, they were all very nice to me.
Who's Tony, Kate?
Oh, she's in charge of entertainment. She was very nice. She went out of her way.
And none of them has it in for you?
Well, not so far as I know, Mr. Mason. Why, Tony even said... Well, I don't like to repeat it, but... Well, she said she thought of me as a real friend right from the first. Oh, my goodness.
What is it?
Well, I've got to take that souffle out of the oven. It'll be ready to eat in just a minute. I mean, if you can't eat it.
Now, who could dislike that girl, Perry?
I don't know, Della. But I have seen nice people hurt by enemies they hadn't earned. Enemies they didn't even know existed. The hidden enemy is the most dangerous of all. You can't protect yourself.
Miss Reed, I can't find the napkin.
Oh, I'll come help you, honey. I just hope she doesn't really need help.
Ed Beekman's daughter is going to need all the help she can get because Tony Fassina is not Kate's only hidden enemy. She has another, an even more deadly enemy. Gus Jansen, the man who killed Gordon Weber. There'll be an important and exciting development in our next episode. So by all means, join us, won't you?